Okay, I've just hit the record button so that we can record the meeting as we're required to do. And I think, Christian, whenever you're ready.
Okay, so I'm ready to call this emergency meeting of the Long Valley Charter School Board in order at 1300. I'm going to do a roll call. Christian, here. Ricky?
Here.
Wilma? John?
Here.
Larry? Did I get Larry?
You say overtime, Larry. Larry was saying again. We say here again.
Larry?
Yeah, my son is here.
Okay, I didn't hear you. And then one more time, is Wilma with us?
I'm not hearing Wilma.
Yeah, neither am I.
Okay.
Okay, so first item on our agenda is our resolution, correct?
Nope. First item on the agenda is to approve school closure for the period of March 19th to April 10th.
Okay, sorry about that. And so the first resolution we have is to approve the closure of the charter school until, from today until the 10th of April. All in favor?
Well, wait, hang on, Christian.
Wait.
Hang on.
Isn't it the 19th?
So.
And not today?
So first, if you've joined us recently, will you make sure you mute yourself? Otherwise, we get terrible feedback. Unmute at the point if you're asked to, you know, make comment and you have a comment. Thank you. So I think the way we could maybe handle this with this many participants is maybe we have a motion and a second to open it up and then let any members of the public address it. Let me make some comments and then we can go from there, Christian. Is that all right?
Yeah, that sounds great, Sherry.
Okay.
Okay, so the first thing we need to do is approve our agenda.
Right.
So I need a roll call of all that are here. I'll start with myself. Christian, aye.
Well, did we get a motion and a second for that, Christian?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that part. I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Thank you.
That was, and John, that was you, right? John Gary?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, all in favor by roll call? Christian? Yes. John?
Yes.
Ricky?
Yes.
Larry? Larry?
Yes, yes, okay.
Okay, thank you.
And has Wilma come into the room?
I don't have anything.
Okay.
Okay. So let me flip back. So our first action item is to discuss the possible action regarding the approval of school closure due to the COVID-19 recommendation period from March 19th through April 10th. Can I have a motion for that, please?
I'll make the motion. John's making the motion.
Thank you, John.
To close it from the 19th to the 10th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, so if you would allow me to address everyone first, you know that we have been staying absolutely by the minute on top of everything. The state, the CDC, the public health departments have done. We are in a position today where most of the districts surrounding us have canceled school. Plumas Unified canceled school, and now we had a meeting this morning with all the Lassen County superintendents, and they have all decided to cancel school starting Thursday. And the reason for waiting for Thursday is to just give our families at least a few days to come up with what might be. I want you to know there's a lot we don't know yet. We're still waiting. The state superintendent of instruction is supposed to be meeting with the county superintendents. And then we'll be meeting with our county superintendent later today to get more information on what exactly this looks like. We've been told the things we know is that the schools are not going to lose their funding. It doesn't look like they're going to require us to go longer, but I want to see that in writing before we see that. Then there's issues of academic credit. High schoolers need to continue to get their academic credit. I suspect our staff members will be part of a team working remotely to support students in a remote format. But there's a lot of plans that need to happen between now and Wednesday to understand what we need to do and how we can best do that. I want to tell you just a little bit further. I know, Christian, I hesitated there, so you thought it was a good time to start talking. Yesterday the governor stated that employees 65 years and older should self-isolate. And I want you to know that immediately what that did for us, all those employees are willing to work remotely, but even our substitutes are in that 65 and older age. And we are going to have great difficulty covering our classrooms if we chose to stay in session. I'm going to mute the folks who did not mute themselves because there's some background noise coming in. So you may find yourself muted. You can unmute yourself if you need to. Okay, Christian, I am done saying my piece there.
Okay, so one thing that I just wanted to just clarify, as of right now, we're still getting our funding, which means we're still going to be paying our staff, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Okay. That was important to me that they still get paid.
But they're still going to do work. They're going to do work in a remote format.
Which is fine.
Right.
I just don't want to cause any more hardship than is already being caused.
Great.
Does anybody else have any comments?
Yes, Sherry. Hey, this is Rick. I have a question for you. Can you clarify a rumor already? Because I'm at work, and the rumors are that there was a positive test at the school. I don't believe that to be the case, but can you clarify that?
I can absolutely clarify that. There is not any case that we've had confirmed, and I am not aware of anyone within our school community even waiting for a test. So not sure where that started, Rick, but no. So can we, Christian, be specific and ask our board members to weigh in, and then we can ask any of the members of the public if they'd like to comment before we vote?
Of course. So do I have anybody else within the board that has a comment or question in regards to this resolution? Okay. Now we're going to open it up to the members of the public that are there if there are any other questions for Sherry. Mm-hmm.
So I'm reading one because Mr. Kirkland doesn't have a microphone, but he's using the group chat to make a note here. And he said, will students still get assignments to do at home? And I want you to know that I hope so, but I can't tell you that with 100% certainty. Part of my process will be working with lawyers and the employees and seeing how we can make that work. But I'm hoping that that's one of the things we're able to do, James.
Thank you, James, for the question. Anybody else? Okay.
Can we wait just another 30 seconds? Not everybody can unmute quickly. I think I'll hit unmute all for a moment and see if that kind of frees everyone up in case someone's having difficulty. Hopefully we don't get terrible feedback. I'm not hearing anybody needing to comment, so I'm gonna remute everyone.
Hey, Sherry?
Yep.
This is John. Are we still having our meeting Thursday?
I expect to, John. We still, did I get muted too? I expect that we will still have plenty of business, like our interim reports, finance kind of things that still, you know, we still need to march forward unless I hear otherwise from the state, state directing us otherwise. So Christian, I think we're okay to move forward with a vote.
Okay. So, now I got to go back and remember, we made our motion and we seconded it. So at this point, we need all in favor, roll call by aye. Christian, aye. Ricky?
Aye.
John? John?
John, you have to unmute yourself if you're in the room, and I'm not sure which phone number is you to do it for you.
Larry?
Hi.
Thank you, Larry. Hi, everybody.
Is Wilma perhaps in the room? Still not.
We think John is the 1424 number.
John, are you hearing us?
Oh yeah, I'm hearing you now.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm yes. I'm okay. I.
Okay, so by roll call, everybody voted aye.
And Wilma's absent.
Yes. And then the second item. Oh, wait, that is our second item.
No, the next action item. The
second next item. Action. There it is. Sorry.
It's all right.
The approval of resolution 2019-20 concerning measures to address the organizational and educational impacts of the COVID-19 virus.
So I want to ask first if the board members received their copy of that resolution.
Yeah, I did.
John did.
Okay. I assume Larry's got it in front of him sitting there.
Yes.
I did as well.
Okay, great. So I want to share with everyone else involved in the meeting a little bit of the composition of that. Christian, is that okay? I'd like to read it. And truly, it starts with several whereas regarding all the actions the state has taken and the federal government. And the fact that people are, you know, it's spreading around the world, that many people need to home monitor or home isolate. Let's see. Whereas charter school has some students, staff, and family members who are likely at risk of more serious symptoms. And whereas there are numerous legal and organizational impacts to decisions made in response to the COVID-19 virus, and strict adherence to provisions in existing school policies and procedures of the charter school might prevent, hinder, or delay appropriate actions to prevent and mitigate the effects of COVID-19. And so now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Directors of Long Valley Charter School directs the following. The charter school shall be closed should the chartering authority or local, state, or federal officials, including but not limited to the County Public Health Department, and they have in parentheses relevant authorities, direct or recommend the closure. The executive director superintendent may close any of the schools for up to 10 school days based on the executive director superintendent's determination that it is necessary to protect student and our staff health and safety. So just to clarify, the resolution would give me the authority beyond what we've already approved to go for just up to 10 days. After that, I need the board's authority to do that. And that feels reasonable. I hope you think so too, in that then we'd have a board meeting. We could schedule a regular board meeting to handle that if it's a question. In order to immediately protect the health and safety of pupils and employees, the executive director, superintendent may waive any school or organization-wide policy or procedure to implement, to implement directives from relevant authorities. You'd be giving me the authority to exclude anyone from our school campus other than employees and students, including parents and volunteers, in order to minimize risk. You'd also be allowing me to exclude pupils or employees from school as necessary to implement guidance or directives from relevant authorities. So again, that's if we learn someone's come into contact with someone who has a confirmed case, or if they came back from traveling to the level three countries, that would be a reason for exclusion. The executive director superintendent may hire additional staff or independent contractors as necessary or convenient for purposes of performing tasks recommended by the relevant authorities, or that I would deem necessary in my discretion to mitigate the actual or potential impacts of COVID-19. It says the executive director superintendent shall consult the charter school's legal counsel regarding any kind of bargaining agreements impacting this authority. We don't have a union, so that's not really applicable, but for dealing with any kind of employee contracts, I would certainly be having that conversation with the attorney. The executive director or superintendent may direct that all parent meetings, conferences, discussions, or other required parent interactions be held telephonically in order to minimize potential exposure. As necessary, I would consult with the legal counsel to negotiate revisions to any employment agreements relating to the impact of COVID-19. In consultation with legal counsel, I would be directed to negotiate any necessary changes or cancellations of other non-employment contracts. So that would be like with a vendor, if we needed to cancel some services to as a result of the impacts of COVID-19. The executive director, superintendent, in consultation with legal counsel, and our granting agency shall propose revisions for the academic calendar of 2019-20 if necessary. Again, in consultation with legal counsel, any supporting documentation to preserve full apportionment funding. So at times there are reports that need to be submitted, and I would work with our superintendents of authorizing districts to sign off and submit those reports if we were unable to have a meeting, which is our usual process. The executive director or superintendent, in consultation with legal counsel, may approve the use of virtual independent study or other programs designed to serve students who otherwise might be unserved. I'm directed to continuously inform families about updates to information and directives being received from relevant authorities. I need to keep the board and parents and staff informed of the implementation of the provisions of this resolution. The executive director superintendent will consult with the charter school insurer for any advisement on how to deal with virus-related issues. I will ensure that services to special education students continue to be provided in an off-campus location when appropriate and possible in the event of closure. The executive director or superintendent shall ensure that free and reduced price meals are provided in the event of school closure unless this is not possible or commercially unreasonable. In order to immediately protect the health and safety of pupils and employees, the executive director superintendent may restrict or cancel the use of school facilities, extracurricular activities, field trips, sports, and other school-related activities. And that this one is a fiscal one. The executive director superintendent, after consulting the board president, shall have the authority to exceed the level of expenditure that would ordinarily trigger the requirement to obtain the approval by the board of directors under board fiscal policy in order to pay for expenses related to the items contained in this resolution. And then there is a restriction that the cumulative total of such expenses do not reduce our reserves to lower than 3% without prior approval. That is the long, legally written resolution concerning the issue surrounding COVID-19. So I'm ready for questions.
Does anybody on the board have a question?
Yeah, just Rick, the only question I would have is how long is this effective, until the crisis is deemed to be over, or there's a meeting, or how long is it effective?
So I think, I don't remember reading it now, but I had thought it said December 31, 2020 is where it would be effective to. We could make it whatever you wanted it to be. When I click into the program, I lose my Word document. Let's see if it says that at all in here.
I was just curious. I mean, I think it should be effective as long as it needs to be, but I didn't know the legal how long, but mm-hmm. I was just curious.
I do not see an end date to this, but I would propose we say it is effective immediately through December 31st, 2020.
Okay. And we also had somebody type in a question. Sherry, did you see
that? I was going to get to James' question in a moment. I was letting the board ask their questions first. Looks like John is reconnecting, so I will read James's question. It says, in the resolution you mentioned adjustment to the 19-20 calendar, will we extend the school year to make up the time? Also, CDC is suggesting that closures should go as long as 8 weeks. Any plans to extend the closure? And I want you to know that, James, first off, on the question of how long for the closure, I think our closure going through spring break is sort of a natural place to then reassess. So that's what we would be doing. So do I think it'll be longer? Quite honestly, I do think it's going to end up being longer. I think the whole process here is going to take longer, but I think we can come back together as a governing board and take a look at what advice or recommendations or directives have been given to us to make that next decision. And then as far as extending the calendar, boy, I'm really, right now they're saying we don't. And I think if we can effectively help students who are gathering academic credit not fall behind, I would like to not have to extend the year. But I guess that is, you know, that's in there because it's a possibility depending on lots of circumstances.
Thank you, Sherry. Do we have any questions from our general public? Okay. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the rule as read.
So that's Ricky?
Yes. Thank you, Ricky. I'll make a second.
Okay.
Thank you, Larry. So by roll call, we need to all in favor. Christian, aye. Ricky?
Aye.
Larry?
Aye.
John? I think we lost John.
Yeah, his iPhone's, it says John Gary's iPhone here, but I'm not hearing anything, and it doesn't look like he's muted or anything.
But we have the three, so we have the quorum, correct?
Yes, you do.
Okay. So at this point, we can adjourn the meeting. And it's 13:26.
And I just want to add, Christian, I know we're adjourned at this point, but I will be doing probably an update to Parent Square and via email later tonight. Part of some of my meetings with county superintendent and that kind of thing aren't happening till late this afternoon. And then some early evening meetings with the site administrators so that we can begin the planning of what we're going to do.
Great. Thank you, Sherry. I appreciate all you're doing.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye.